In the 80s, Louisiana's oil and gas industry had a local workforce. Today, it's a global one, especially offshore. These days, workers who commute to the Gulf commute from all over the country. Now that oil prices have tanked, our Working Coast series looks at one worker who stopped making the haul. WWNO's Ryan Kailoff has the story.
In a lot of ways, Patrick Curtin is your typical offshore worker. He grew up in Shreveport, his dad was in the industry, his older brother just retired from BP. But every now and then, when they were out on a rig in the Gulf together, his buddies would notice something different about him.
Every once in a while, something I was in maybe pop up on TV, and they would be like, "Did I see you in a movie?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then it got to be this big joke, and everybody on the rig called me Hollywood, and it was just very fun and strange how that all worked out.
Patrick is an actor. He's got an agent. He was in Tremé and a couple of big-name movies.
It's funny. I have friends who say I'm like Mr. Eclectic, you know. I do theater. I am in art. I act. And there's this oil guy side of me, too.
He studied graphic design in college at Louisiana Tech and then moved to Los Angeles for 15 years.
Didn't come back with a lot, but a lot of great stories.
When he got back to Shreveport, Patrick worked in media sales for a decade, got married, started a family. And in his 40s, he realized two things. One, he needed to make more money. And two, in Louisiana, working in oil is basically the state ATM. So he called his brother at BP.
I said, "You know what? Who do you know? What doors can you get me in? And let's go from there."
Patrick went to mud school to learn a very specific slice of the industry, managing all the mud that comes up when you drill into the earth for oil. After a while, he started working offshore, 2 weeks at a time.
I made the decision to go 14 and 14, and I knew that I'd be traveling to South Louisiana a lot. It would be get in the car at 2 a.m., drive 6 hours, catch a helicopter for an hour, land, work on the rig 2 weeks, they come pick you up, and you drive home.
That meant leaving his wife alone with their two young kids.
That was the toughest part of it, because literally you're home 6 months out of the year, but you're gone 6 months out of the year. So you really miss things. There are several years I miss Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, anniversaries.
But in return, Patrick got a six-figure salary. And his family settled into his half-on, half-off commuter life. 8 years passed this way. And then one day, Patrick was out on the rig when a guy at his office called.
He said, "Hey, need you to be on a helicopter tomorrow. Come in and talk to HR. And I was like, "You've got to be kidding me."
And they hadn't said the words yet, but you knew the writing was on the wall.
Oh, I completely knew. As a matter of fact, I called my best friend on the rig, and he's like, "What's up?" I said, "I just got fired."
That was just over a year ago. At first, he looked around for other oil jobs. No luck. Thankfully, Patrick had a fallback career in media sales. About 6 months ago, he got a job selling Lamar billboards. It's a pay cut, and it's hit him at home, like in his daughter's choice of college.
Oh, hell no, she's not looking at private schools after I got laid off. No, she's going to go to ULL, and thank God for Tops. And when a few weeks ago when we heard Tops might be going away, I'm like, "Okay, really, world? You're going to take that away too. Thank you so much." So it's been a little stressful around the Curtin house.
Now, what if you got the call today to go two on, two off again?
That's a tough call. I'm really enjoying being home all the time. My daughter's getting ready to go to college. My son's still in high school. And at my age, I mean, I'm getting ready to be 57 this summer. So I knew I didn't really want to be working on rigs and into my 60s. But, you know, I'd have to consider it real hard. I got to be honest. That's a lot of money to turn down.
Like him, Patrick's kids want to flex their creative muscles. His daughter studies art, his son is acting. But Patrick says that if his kids had the chance to work offshore, his advice would be, do it.
If you go into it with the right frame of mind and realize this is a very finite opportunity, it's not going to be there forever, and you take the most of it and take advantage of it, man, it could be a blessing.
See, oil and gas isn't just Patrick's family business. It's Louisiana's. In California and New York, aspiring artists fall back on bartending or waiting tables. It's hard to imagine another place where their backup is roughnecking on an offshore hitch. The industry gave Patrick something he needed when he needed to help his family. Now he just hopes his kids will have that option. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kailoff in Shreveport.